2,000 seasonal workers are set to land in New Zealand from January in a bid to plug the gap for fruit pickers across the country. The RSC workers will arrive from Pacific countries and quarantine in managed isolation facilities before starting work. Under the terms of the deal, employers must foot the bill for quarantine costs and are required to pay those arriving a living wage, which is $22.10 an hour. The industry standard is currently the minimum wage at $18.90 an hour. The Minister of Immigration, Chris Farfoy, says the workers will not put pressure on the managed isolation facilities over the holidays.
We've made sure that these workers are going to be coming in mid-January at this stage. And that should be well and truly after the Christmas and New Year's rush on managed isolation for people wanting to come home to New Zealand should be well and truly over. We are apportioning some of the managed isolation facility we've planned for this, so there should be plenty of capacity for managed isolation for those Kiwis who have the right and we expect to come home.
It is a balancing act. Did you consider more than 2,000? I'm sure you'll be well aware that the industry would like more.
Yeah, look, I think they'll quite openly say that they'd prefer more. We usually have about 14,500 RSC workers in the country for our harvest, and obviously that isn't able to happen this time around. We've still got 6,000 from the previous year's RSC cohort, so another 2,000 obviously means there's a gap, but we've been saying for the sector and want to work with the sector for some time about making sure that our top priority is getting New Zealanders into that work. That has been a bit of a challenge, but that's why we're doing things to try and assist and get that over the line for not just the growers, but also the people who might be able to go and pick this fruit for the harvest.
You've placed a number of conditions on these workers coming in. Firstly, they'll have to pay for the managed isolation. Also, they are paid whilst they are there, 30 hours a week, and the living wage of $22.10. Is that quite onerous for some fruit pickers, companies, or are they able to do that?
Oh, look, there's been some challenging discussions to get us to the point where I think most of the sector is comfortable with that. Some have been more willing than others, and I want to take my hat off to some of the certainly parts of the sector and regions who have said that $22.10 will be an absolute minimum for them across the sector as we head into the harvest. They know that it's difficult to get hold of workers, so the terms and conditions there are extremely important to attracting New Zealanders into that work, so we'll continue to work with the sector to try and get as many New Zealanders into that work so the harvest can happen as close as it could do pre-COVID.
So paying them the living wage of $22.10, does that then roll over to the New Zealanders, to the visa holders who are here already doing the work? Do they only get the minimum wage, and is that fair?
Look, at the end of the day, Corinne, that is up to the individual growers. The RSC workers that are coming to New Zealand are very experienced, so making sure that they are being paid for that experience and for the productivity is important. As I say, we've certainly seen proposals from sectors and regions of New Zealand where they are quite willing to meet those kinds of conditions to meet the challenge that they have with the labour supply at the moment. So that's a call for the sector to make, but certainly the conditions that we put upon these 2,000 RSC workers, supply is short, as we all know, so making sure that these experienced workers are coming in for a wage that recognises that is extremely important.
Yes, but is this a bit of a reset, a bit of a deliberate prod to the industry that they need to pay workers, New Zealand workers, more, that they need to improve conditions, and by paying these RSC workers more, you're sending a pretty strong signal, aren't you, that the wage rates need to lift?
Well, absolutely. We've had those frank discussions and the many discussions that we've had in the last 3 or 4 weeks. It has been an issue for some time. It might also, as you say, be a factor in them trying to attract New Zealand workers. But again, I think a lot of we've seen plenty of examples of the sector responding to this challenge. This is obviously not normal. We would usually be getting through the harvest with the number of RSC workers and pickers that we would usually have, and things have to be done differently as a result of COVID. And again, I want to take my hat off to parts of the sector who have responded to that already.
And that was Chris Farfoy, the Minister of Immigration.